Today's daf is Menachis daf Nun Ches, and we are about 15 lines from the bottom of daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis. Tanu Rabbanon, Minayin Lemaila Mi Basar Chatos. How do you know if somebody would take the Basar of a Chatos, meaning the flesh of a carbon Chatos that wasn't supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach, but rather was supposed to be eaten by the Kayanim, or Mi Basar Rasham, or the meat of a carbon Asham that wasn't supposed to go on the Mizbeach, but rather was supposed to be eaten by the Kayanim, or Mi Basar Kacha Kedashim, or the Basar of some other Kacha Kedashim? Says Rashi, what other Kacha Kedashim could there be? We mentioned Chatas, we mentioned Asham, and Oila is Kulei Kol. So what other Basar could we be discussing? Says Rashi, it's a trivia question. There's one other type of Kacha Kedashim, and that is the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur. The Kifsei Atzeres, even though it was a carbon shlamim, had a din of Kacha Kedashim. As a result, if somebody would take the Basar of the Kifsei Atzeres, that was supposed to be eaten by the Kehanim and put it on the Mizbech. Or somebody would take the Basar, Kachim Kalim. The leftovers of the Karban Omer. Again, not the Kaimitz that went on the Mizbech, but the part that was supposed to be eaten by the Kehanim. Or the Shtei Alechem. Lechem Aponim. The Lechem Aponim had Bezichei Levoino that went on the Mizbech, but the Lechem Aponim itself was eaten by the Kehanim. Or if somebody would take from the Shiarim Menachos. Bottom line, if somebody would take a Chelik of a Karban that's not supposed to go on the Mizbech, rather has a din that it's supposed to be eaten and put it on the mizbech. How do you know shehu b'loisaseh? Talmud Loimer, the pasuk says ki chol sa'ar v'chol devash loisaktiru mimenu isha l'ashem. And we learn from there kol shehu mimenu l'ishim harehu b'val saktiru. Any chelik of a carbon where part of it has a din to go on the mizbech, if somebody would put the other part, not the part that's supposed to go on the Mizbeach, but the other part on the Mizbeach, he'd be over this loisase. So even though Pashat the loisase is discussing Sa'ar and Devash, Ki Chol Sa'ar V'Chol Devash Loisaktiru Mimenu Isha L'Hashem, stating that, we learn from here another halacha, that Kol Shehu Mimenu L'Ishin, any carbon, where part of the carbon has a din L'Ishin, to go on the Mizbeach, if you would put the other part on the Mizbeach, the halacha would be, you'd be over this loisase. That's all good for almost everything mentioned in this brisa, but the shtei alechem didn't go on the mizbeach at all. The lechem aponim didn't go on the mizbeach at all. So how could you consider it kol shemimenu liyishim? And in fact, the Gemara supports its kasha with a brisa. And the context is really a Gemara in a few dafim from now, where the Gemara discusses the mitzvah of Hagasha. But the bottom line in the context of that sugya, the Braisa clearly says that the lechem aponim and the shtei halechem are viewed as a carbon that has no chelek le'ishim. So how could you learn from there that if somebody would put the shtei halechem and the lechem aponim on the mizbeach, he'd be over this loisaseh of kol shem imenu le'ishim, amrav sheishes, ein migufa le'ishim. That it's true, there's no part of the guf hashtei alechem or the guf of the lechem aponim that had it didn't go on the mizbeach. But at the same time, the shtei alechem was part of a bigger carbon which did have a chelik that went on the mizbeach. The shtei alechem was part of the kifsei atzeres. It was part of the sar lechatas. It was part of the 10 animals that made up the carbon oila. There was a whole group of animals that were brought as karbanos that came together with the shtei alechem. So the shtei alechem is viewed as kol shem imenu le'ishim, pashup shan in the Gemara, because it's part of a larger carbon that had a chelik that went on the mizbech. Specifically, the kifsei atzeres, based on some of the more difficult sugyas that we had in the end of Perek HaTchelos, where the Gemara talked about the special relationship between the kifsei atzeres and the shtei alechem. There was a tenufa. The Gemara used the lashon of zika, the same sprach that you find when you learn Masechtas Yevamos. There's a zika between the yavam and the yavama. There's a zika between the Kifsei Atzeres and the Shtei Alechem. Thus, even though the Shtei Alechem itself never went on the Mizbeach, but it's part of a carbon where a chelik of it did go on the Mizbeach. Thus, you could say, kol shem imenu l'ishim. The same is true for the Lechem Aponim, because the Lechem Aponim came together with the Bezichei Levoino. The Bezichei Levoino did go on the Mizbeach. Thus, says the Gemara, it's true the sugi later refers to the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem Aponim as kol she'ein mimenu l'ishim. That's because ein migufay l'ishim. From the guf of the Shtei Alechem, the guf of the Lechem Aponim, there was no chelik that went on the Mizbeach. But at the same time, if you're willing to see the bigger picture, the Lechem Aponim are part of a carbon, a chelik of a, which is the Bezichei Levoino that did go on the Mizbeach. The Shtei Alechem is part of a carbon, a chelik of which is the Kifsei Atzeres, etc. A chelik of that which went on the Mizbeach as well. Amrefs, Itmar, Hamayla Mikulon, Al Gabi Akefs. What if somebody would take all the Afro aforementioned. See, we take the boss of a carbon chattas, the boss of a carbon asham, the boss of the shalmei tzibur, of the kachem kalam, the moiser oimer, the moiser of the shtei halechem, lechem aponim, the shiori menachas. And he would put it not on the marocha, he wouldn't actually burn it in the fire of the marocha, but he would merely put it on the kevesh. Would be over the loisa say, not Rabbi Yechon Mechayev, Rabbi Lozam Apot, Rabbi Yechon Mechayev, the time you learned in the brides, Amizbeach, Eli Amizbeach, Kevesh Minayim, Talmud Loimar, Ve'el HaMizbeach, Lo Yalu L'Rotz. So the Torah says, Ki Chol Sa'ar V'Chol Devash, Lo Yisaktiru Mimenu Yishol Hashem. And that Pasuk is really the theme of the entire daf. The very next pasuk, right after the Torah says, "You're not allowed to be makriv soyer in the vash on the mizbeach," the Torah continues with a pasuk that's a little sosum. Karbin reishis takrivu oisam lashem ve'el hamizbeach lo yalu l'reach nichayach. The Torah refers to the soyer in the vash seemingly as a carbon. Not only a carbon reishis, we'll see more about that in a moment, and the Torah says that although takrivu oisam lashem, but ve'el hamizbeach lo yalu l'reach nichayach. Either way, Rabbi Yochanan darshan the word hamizbeach. Hamizbeach is the rabbis, that not only are you not allowed to take the sar and the vash and put it on the maroch on the mizbeach, but you're not even allowed to put it on the kevesh. Rabbi Loza amar potter, my time at amar kra, because the pasuk says, so'er udvash, korbin reishis, takrivu oisam. It's true the Torah says ki chol sa'ar v'chol devash lo yisaktiru mimenu isha l'ashem. And then the very next pasuk, it's a little tricky. The Torah says korban reishis takrivu oisam l'ashem ve'el hamizbeach lo yalu. And hamizbeach is marv the kevesh. But says Rabbi Lazar, hamizbeach, that's marv the kevesh, is only going back on what's mefurish in the previous pasuk, and that's sa'ar and vash. So it's true, if somebody would take sa'ar and vash and he would put it on the kevesh of the mizbeach, for that he'd be over the loisa say. But you want to be marba everything mentioned in the braisa. You want to be marba basar chatos, basar asham, basar shalmei tzibur, etc. For that you don't have a right to do. Those things were also included in the previous pasuk, because although they're not mentioned mefurish in the pasuk, but we just said that if somebody's maila those things on the mizbeach, he gets malchus, and it's learned out from that pasuk, because it says ki chol sar v'chol devash lo saktiru mimenu, and we darshan from there kol shem mimenu leishim harehu b'val saktiru. But at the same time, in the second pasuk, it says the word oisam, korbin reishis takrivu oisam. Oisam is a miut to tell me that this halacha of hamizbeach that's marba the kevesh for the isa haktara is not referring to everything that we just mentioned. It's only referring to some of what we mentioned. So we mentioned explicitly kichol sa'ar v'chol devash leisaktiru. We mentioned implicitly via adrasha kol shem imenu le'ishim. Oysam tells me that the ribuy of kevesh is only going on sa'ar and vash. The ribuy of kevesh is not going on kol shem imenu le'ishim. Either way, says the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan, hi oysam ayavali. What does Rabbi Yochanan do with the word oysam? I would think that if a yachid wants to go and he wants to be menadev shtei alechem as a carbon, maybe it should be okay. And the parasha of Moitzis Vasecha Tishmer, which is the parish of Nedarim and Nedavis, would maybe apply to such a carbon. Talmud Loimar, carbon reishis takrivu, tzibur amarti lecha v'lo yachid. That a tzibur has an ability to be makriv sa'ar, the shtei halechem, but a yachid doesn't have ability to do that. Yachid lo yehe yachid, maybe she maybe chayvasik yitzba. I would think that maybe only a yachid can't. Avul yehe tzibur, maybe she maybe chayvasik yitzba. Maybe the tzibur has a right. Peteres nedava to be makriv, a carbon that would be comparable to the shtei halechem. Talmud loymar oisam. No, oisam, only that. That's the only shtei halechem. That's the only such carbon that you're going to have. But if you wanted to recreate something similar to the shtei halechem, peteres nedava, invoking the parish of moitzis vasecha tishmar vasisa kasha. That's something that you would not have a right to do. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan uses from the word oisam. So Rabbi Yochanan darshens the word oisam not to be mema'et all the other things, such as the basar chatas and the basar asham and the basar zifchei shalmei tzibur and all those things, to tell me that they're not included in the iser to be maila, not only into the marocha, but on the kevesh. He uses oisam for something else to tell me that you can't have a shtei halechem that's going to be b'teiras nedavu. The shtei halechem and the bikurim and advash, those are things that you're allowed to, because that's what the Torah says you're allowed to do. But oisam is memait that if you wanted, again, bring a nedava that's similar to sa'ar, similar to the shtei halechem, or bring a nedava that's similar to the dvash, those are two things you would not be allowed to do. Frank the Gemara, is that true? Shtei halechem, the yikur v'nedava, tanya v'lin to the braisa. Im nemar kol sa'ar loy nemar kol dvash, nemar kol dvash loy nemar kol sa'ar. So this is a braisa that really picks up in middle of a shmuz. The shmuz that the Gemara is going to discuss on the bottom of the Amid. The context over there is, it says in the Torah, not just sa'ar and dvash loy saktiru mimenu yishol Hashem. It says ki kol sa'ar v'chol dvash. It's a lot of extra words here. Ki kol kol sim tzveitin mo. And the Gemara says that kol sa'ar and kol dvash is marba, that not only are you chayef if you makter an entire shear of sa'ar and dvash, but you chayef even if you makter a chatzi shear. Now, what is the shear? Machloik is a vayev rava. That's, again, we'll see that on the bottom of the omen. But for now, all we need to know is that kol sa'ar is marba a chatzi shear of sa'ar, and kol dvash is marba a chatzi shear of dvash. So this braisa picks up in the middle of that halacha. So we said kol sa'ar l'rabba is a chatzi shear of sa'ar, kol dvash l'rabba is a chatzi shear of dvash. And the braisa asks, that why do I need a riboy for a chatzi shear of sa'ar, a chatzi shear of dvash? Let it say a chatzi shear of sa'ar, and I'll learn dvash from sa'ar. Or let it say a chatzi shear of dvash, and I'll know chatzi shear of sa'ar from the vash. Meaning, why can I learn one from the other? Why do I need a riboy of chatzi shear by each one independently? Because each one has a unique characteristic that doesn't allow me to learn one from the other. Sa'ar, what's unique about sa'ar? Even though the Torah says kichol sa'ar loisakir mimenu ishal Hashem, but you find that sa'ar is huta mechlali. There is a time you could be makter sa'ar. You don't find anywhere that you could ever be marked a dvash. Thus, sa'ar has a kula that dvash doesn't have. Dvash also has a kula. What's unique about dvash? Huter b'shiyarei menachas. You're allowed to put dvash into the shiyarei menachas. Sa'ar, however, loy huter b'shiyarei menachas. You are now allowed to put sa'ar in the shiyarei menachas. So it's true the Torah says ki chol sa'ar v'chol dvash loy saktiru. But that's all talking about the part of the carbon that went on the mizbech. What about the part of the carbon that was eaten by the kayanim? The shiyarei menachas. So the kohen was allowed to put dvash into the shiyarei menachas. He wasn't allowed to put sa'ar into the shiyarei menachas. The bottom line is sa'ar has a kula. And dvash has a kula. So our kula is huta mechlalai. There is a time you're allowed to put sa'ar even on the mizbeach. Dvash has a kula that dvash you're allowed to put into the shiur menachas. It's for that reason. Ha mepnei sheyesh b'sa'ar mashayim b'dvash. V'yesh b'dvash mashayim b'sa'ar hutzuchloy merkol sa'ar v'hutzuchloy merkol dvash. Ad kan divrei ha-braisa. Says the Gemara, sa'ar huta mechlalai b'mikdash ma'iniyu. The braisa said that sa'ar is huta mechlalai b'mikdash. Where do you find it? Says the word lav shtei halechem. The carbon adava. Isn't it referring to, presumably, a shtei halechem, where somebody decided, maybe the tzibur, maybe the yachid, that we're going to bring shtei halechem as a carbon, and it's mashma that you could bring shtei halechem, bit toiras nedavar. Because otherwise, where else do you find sa'ar being brought as a carbon? The Gemara assumes that it must be a nedava, a made-up carbon. So you see, you can make up a carbon, it can mirror the shtei halechem, which was a real carbon, and you can be makrovit. And that's where it's huta mechlalei, that even though the Torah says, kichol sa'ar lo yisaktiru mimenu ishal Hashem, but here's your example, where you are taking sa'ar and you're putting it on the mizbech. So how could Rav Yochanan say that the word oysam is coming to tell me? That only oysam, only the shtei halechem itself, you're allowed to put on the mizbech, but, or you can bring as a carbon, but no other shtei halechem, napateris nidvas yachir and nidvas sibur, l'chayra, how else do you understand this braisa? When the braisa says that sa'ar is huta mechlalei Mikdash, doesn't it mean what Rabbi Yochanan is saying you cannot do? If that's the case, it's a kashan Rabbi Yochanan. I'm Rav Amram Loi, the carve him up. What it means is the shtei alechem gufa. When we say that sa'ar is huta mechlali b'mikdash, it means the shtei alechem. Meaning, even though ordinarily a sa'ar can't be a carbon, in the shtei alechem, a sa'ar is a carbon. It doesn't mean a new shtei alechem that's an adava that mirrors the shtei alechem that was born on Shavuos. The shtei alechem itself is huta mechlali b'mikdash. That is in and of itself a very big chiddush. Either way, it says the Gemara. But ihachi, if that's the case, Bikurim Nami. If the Shtei Alechem is considered Huta Mechlali B'Mikdash, then Bikurim should Dvash should also be Huta Mechlali B'Mikdash. And the reason is, again, what did the Braisa say? That Sa'ar has a Kula that Dvash doesn't have, Dvash has a Kula that Sa'ar doesn't have. Sa'ar has a Kula, it's Huta Mechlali B'Mikdash. Dvash, you don't find anywhere it's Huta Mechlali B'Mikdash. As if to say, Dvash is never part of a carbon. Freit the Gemara, is that true? Is Dvash never a part of a carbon? We know that Dvash is one of the Shivas Aminim. So that Dvash was brought as Bikurim. You had to take Dvash tomorrow and bring it as Bikur. And tonight we learned in the Mishnah, Hagoizole shall gabi asalin hoyo oilim vasal shivad nitanam lekayanim. When a person would bring Bikurim, unbeknownst to many, and this is a Mishnah, a Mesachtis Bikurim, it's Mishnayas, he would bring Karbanis together with it. There were Karbanis oila that were brought. Rashi says there were also Karbanis shlovin that were brought. But there were Karbanis with it. If that's the case, then Tainas the Gemara, just like the Shtei Halechem, you're telling me is Hutta Bechlobe Mikdash. Even though the Shtei Halechem never touched the Mizbeach, but it was part of a carbon, and the carbon itself was put on the Mizbeach. Thus, it's Hutta Mechlaloi, the Loisa Seyev Kichol Sa'ar, Loisa Ktir Mimen Ishal Hashem. If that's the case, Dvash has the same thing. Because Dvash was Bikurim. Bikurim were brought together with these Goyzolosh Al Gabe Hasalim, which the Mishnah says were Oilois. So the Bikurim is also part of a carbon that went on the Mizbeach. So what do you tell me? That Sa'ar has a cooler that Bikurim does, that Dvash doesn't have. Sa'ar is Hutta Mechlaloi B'Mikdash, Bikurim not. If the Hutta Mechlaloi is the fact that it's part of the Kifsei Atzeres, then L'chaira, Dvash has the same thing. It's part of the Oilois that were brought together with the Bikurim. Elamai probably means something else. What it probably means is, we're not talking about the Shtei HaLechem when we say that Sa'ar is Hutta Mechlaloi B'Mikdash, because you're right, that Bikurim would also have. What it means is you could put Shtei HaLechem on the Mizbeach itself. You could bring in a dova, and that's in and of itself. That you don't have anywhere by Dvash. If that's the case, it's again a kasha of Yechanan. But the Gemara says, no. Really, when you say Hutabachal B'Mikdash, what we're referring to is the Shtei Alechem. Don't you have the same thing by the Bikurim? You don't. Hanu La'ate Bikurim Huda also. There's a very big difference between the relationship between the Kifsei Atzeres and the Shtei Alechem and those oilers that were brought together with the Bikurim. The Kifsei Atzeres and the Shtei Alechem had Zika. They're physically attached to each other. There's an energy that binds them. As opposed to the Goyzolois, it would brought La'ater Bikurim to beautify the Bikurim, but there's no real Shaychis on any level between those Karbanois on the Bikurim, the Shtei HaLechem became mutter, right? The Kifsei Atzeres were matter the Shtei HaLechem. There's no matter nitter relationship. There's no lamdisha relationship at all between these Karbanos and the Bikurim. Thus, the Shtei HaLechem is considered Hutta Mechlaloi because it's part of a carbon that went on the Mizbeach, as opposed to the Bikurim, the Dvash, is not part of any carbon that went on the Mizbeach. Therefore, Pshat in the Brisa is the Shtei HaLechem that were on Shavuos. You have no kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Boy, Rami Bar Chama, Rav Chizda, Ma'ilam Basar Chata Sa'oif, Agav Mizbeach Ma'o. If somebody would take from the Basar Chata Sa'oif, he would put it on the Mizbeach. What would be the halacha? So the Brisa that we began today's daf with gave a whole list of things that were nechah, that were not supposed to be put on the Mizbeach, that we learn now from the Pasuk, Kichol Sa'ar, V'chol Devash Lo'isaktiru Mimenu Isha L'Hashem, that Kol Shem Mimenu Li'ishim, the halacha is, you're not allowed to put that in and of itself on the Mizbeach. So Rabbi Chama asked Rav Chizda, what would be the halacha with a Chatas Oif? Right, the Mishnah mentioned Basar Chatas, Basar Asham, it mentioned the Kifsei Atzeres, it mentioned the Moisara Oimer, the Lechem Aponim, the Shtei Alechem, the Shiari Menachis. It didn't mention Chatas Oif. Would Chatas Oif be different? Now, at first glance, you'd say, of course Chatas Oif is different. Because what's the drasha? Kol Shem Mimenu Li'ishem. If you have a carbon, part of the carbon goes on the Mizbeach, you can't take the other part and put it on the Mizbeach as well. The Chatas Oif did not have any chelik to one of the Mizbeach. The Chatas Oif was the diametric opposite of the Oilas Oif. The Oilas Oif went completely on the Mizbeach. The Chatas Oif was completely eaten by the Kayanim. That's Devin Ezra that we always speak out. That's why in the carbon oil of a Yoyred, when the Ani brought the Chatas Oif, he had to bring an oil with it. Why do you have to bring an oil? If somebody could afford to bring a regular Chatas, a Kisbor Seira, so he didn't have to bring a carbon oil. But if you're an Ani and you can't afford to bring the Behema, so now you have to Shteltsu an oil Saif together with your Chatas Oif. L'chayr just bring the Chatas Oif. Zok Devin Ezra, the Pshat is because the Chatas Oif had no chelik that went L'gvaya. And every carbon has to have a chelik that goes L'gvaya. So together with the Chatas Oif, you had the oil Saif. But the Chatas Oif itself did not have any chelek that went on the Mizbeach. So Rami Bar Chama, who always asked the boys, asked Rav Chizda, Hishver, by the way, so Rami Bar Chama asked Rav Chizda, if somebody would take from the basar of the Chatas Oif and he would put it on the Mizbeach, would he be over the Isser or not? Why not? Because Kol Shem Mimenu Li'ishem Amarachmana V'hayin Mimenu Li'ishem. This doesn't have any chelek, that's Li'ishem. Oy Dilma, Kol Shem Shmoy Karbin V'haynami Shmoy Karbin. Being that it's a fart of carbon, maybe that's enough. Why should the fact that it's called a carbon be enough? It's based on the next pasuk. Because right after the Torah says, Kichol Sa'ar v'chol devash le'zaktiru mimenu ishal Hashem, the next words, Korban reishas takrivo oisam Hashem. So maybe the hemshach is that as long as it's a carbon, that somehow is included. A chatas oif at the end of the day is going to be considered a carbon. And Amalei Rav Chizda told Rami Bar Chama, surprisingly, Kol Shashmai carbon, v'hainam yishmai carbon. The second side, which sounds like the chiddush, at the end of the day, the Torah immediately said, and uses the word carbon, that would be enough. But the Gemara says Ketana, it's really Mechlik Ketana. Rebbe Lezer says Kol Shem Mimenu Li'ishem. Rabbi Akiva Omer Kol Shem Shmoy Carbon. My Beinayu, I'm Rabbi Chizda. This is the same Rabbi Chizda. Basa Chatas Oif, Ikim Beinayu. Nafkimina would be Basa Chatas Oif. On the one hand, it doesn't have Mimenu Li'ishem, but on the other hand, it's Shmoy Carbon. Rav Amar Rav has different Nafkimina. Loik Shemen Shel Mitzayra, Ikim Beinayu. Nafkimina would be the Loik Shemen Shel Mitzayra. The Loik Shemen of the Mitzayra which was a critical part of the Tairas HaMetzairah. It also was considered a carbon. It comes up in, even in the Pigel Sugyas. So what would be if somebody would take the Loik Shemen Shal Metzairah and he would put it on the Mizbeach? On the one hand, there's no Kol Shemimen Ol Ishin. There's no part of the Loik Shemen Shal Truma that goes on the Mizbeach. Like Shemesh Metzairah that goes on the Mizbeach. But at the same time, it is a carbon. Tani Levi, called Korban of the Rabbis, like Shemesh Metzairah. So again, that would be another nafkamina. If you need kosher metal to Ishim, the like Shemesh Metzairah would not be included in this Isser. If it's enough Sheshmai carbon, then the like Shemesh Metzairah would be included in this Isser. So two Aharas. Going backwards. First of all, we just mentioned Rami Bar Chama Shailot Rav Chizda. He wanted to know if somebody would be Maila, the Chata Sa'if on the Mizbeach, would it be included in this Isser of Kichol Sa'ar V'chol Devash Lo Yisak Tiru Mimenu Yishal Hashem? Why not? Because what's the Isser? The Isser is Mimenu, and there's no Chilik of the Chata Sa'if that went on the Mizbeach. The emes is, I'll pee this Ebenezer that we just spoke out, that says that the Chata Sa'if and the Oila Sa'if always came together. In fact, the Oila Sa'if was viewed as the Emurim of the Chata Sa'if. We always speak out Rameh Simcha with the dream, but also Rameh Simcha's Vart, that the Gemara brings a pasuk to tell me that you're not allowed to bring the Oila Sa'if Balayla. It's a Gemara B'sach Teschulin. And the Rajba asks, and he blives, Sarachin, I need a pasuk to tell me you don't bring the Oila Sa'if Balayla. What would be the Hamamin? You should be able to bring the Oila Sa'if Balayla. You can't bring Karbanis Balayla. Beyond Tzavseis B'nei Yisrael, the Hakrivus Karbanis. Beyond, yeah, Balayla not. All Avoidas are only kosher. Beyond. Why would I think the Oila Sa'if should be different? Rameh Simcha said that he thought, I'll be the Ibn Ezra. Where the Ibn Ezra says that the Oila Sa'if very often's role was to make up for the Emurim. It was the Chelek HaGvaya that the Chata Sa'if was missing. The Chata Sa'if was Kulei Necha. So if I'm Chayv Chata Sa'if, you can't bring a carbon and only give it to the Kayanim. You have to give something to the Ebishtah. So what did you do? You brought an Oila Sa'if. The Oila Sa'if was the Chelek HaGvaya. So the Oila Sa'if sometimes played the role of the, what the Emurim were in an ordinary carbon. Haktaras Emurim we know was Kasha Balayla. So Gadai the Chamina that you could bring the Oila Sa'if Balayla because the whole Yisoy, the Mahus of the Oila Sa'if is what the Emurim is to an ordinary Mizbech. So Rameh Simcha said to answer the Rashba's Kasha. Again, the Rashba asked the Kasha. The Gemara Chula needs a Pasuk to tell me that the Avoida of the Oila Sa'if is possible Balayla. Why is it different than any other Avoida? So Rameh Simcha, I'll tell you why. Because the Oila Sa'if is B'mokim, the Emurim of a carbon. And the Emurim of a carbon's avoided the Akhtaras Emurim is Kashav Alayla. So I would have thought maybe the Oila Sa'if should be Kashav Alayla as well. Kamash what? Rameh Simcha said that he had a dream afterwards. After he thought of this Chiddush, he fell asleep. He had a dream, and in the dream, there was a big Kitrik in Shemayim, and they were being Teveya. Why there's no one in this dar that's Mechavin to Teras Emes, or I don't remember exactly how the story goes, but as this is going on, the Rashba walks into the Pamal Yoshal Mayil and he says, it's not Emes. He said, because I asked the Kasha that I blibed Sarachinim, and there's a Yid, Rameir Simcha, Hakoyim, Medvinsk, he just said a Teretz, that's Teretz Emes Lamitoy, telling to this Eben Ezra to answer the Rashba's Kasha. But the bottom line is, what do you see from this? You see that the Chata Soif and the Oila Soif are connected. There's a Zika, they're Mechubar somehow. In fact, the Oila Soif is like the Emurim. It's the Chelim and the Shteakloyas. It's the Emurim of the Chata Sa'if. If that's the case, why is it so pasha to the Gemara that there's no Kol Shemi Menu Li'isha with the Chata Sa'if? Right, the whole tzad that Rav Chizda and Rami Bar Chama had, that it should be usher to take the basher of the Chata Sa'if and put it on the Mizbeach, is because at the end of the day, Teres has carbon. Just like the like Shemesh on the Tzayra maybe would be included, even though it doesn't have a Chelik that went on the Mizbeach, maybe the Chata Sa'if as well. Yesh Loimar, that the Chata Sa'if is different, because the Chata Sa'if has the Oila Sa'if, and the Oila Sa'if did go on the Mizbeach, and being that they're looked as one, I'll pee this rage from the Ibn Ezra and Rameh Simcha to answer the Rashba's Kasha. Either way, that's the first order. The second order is, we began the daf with Machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. But one thing that emerged from that Machlekes was that even though it says in the Torah, Ki chol sa'ar v'chol devash lo yisaktiru mimenu isha l'Hashem, and we're marba that really any part of a carbon whose din is to be eaten, you're not allowed to put on the Mizbeach, it doesn't just mean that you're not allowed to burn it on the fire of the Mizbeach, on the Maroch of the Mizbeach, but it means you're not even allowed to put it onto the Kevesh. That we learn from the word HaMizbeach that even the Kevesh is going to be included. So when the Torah says, Ki chol sa'ar v'chol devash lo yisaktiru mimenu isha l'Hashem, what it means is you can't even take sa'ar or devash and put it onto the ramp of the Mizbeach, which at first glance is sarach bir, because the Torah says, lo yisaktiru, can't burn it. How is putting the sa'ar or the vash or the basar chatos and the basar asham, etc. on the kevesh saktiru? At the end of the day, a mikra yoytze videv shutai. The Torah says aktara. So the chur, if the Torah says aktara, hamizbeach is marba the kevesh, But l'chura, the ribuy is almost a contradiction to the real drasha, to what the Torah says. The Torah says, don't burn it. And now you're being marbet. Not only is it also to burn it, but it's even also just to put it on the kevesh. I think it's a little bit tzarech bir. But the teretz is really very, very poshet. But just one hakdama, and that is, throughout kachim, we've seen many times, the Gemara talks about the avodas ha'ilacha of the evarim. So when you think of the avoda of ha'ilacha, what comes to mind? The third of the Dalet Avodah Saddam. Shechita, Kabbalah, Hailacha, and Zrika. The Avodah Saddam, that was the ikar of the Avodah of the carbon. And one of the Avodahs was Hailacha. You'd have to take the dam from the Makam HaShechita and the Makam HaKabbalah, walk it to the Mizbeach. If it's the Mizbeach HaChitzayim, if it's the Mizbeach HaPnimi, if you're taking the Mincha, the equivalent thereof, the Bezich HaLevayna, you're walking from the Shulchan, which was in the Heichal, you're taking it out into the Azara to bring it in on the Mizbeach HaChitzayim. But the Avodah Sayulacha is to take the dam or the equivalent thereof, walk it to the Makam where you're going to do the Akhtara, the Makam where you're going to do this Zrika. That's the Poshet Avodah Sayulacha. But there was another Hailacha. Right? There was the halacha of Devarim. Devarim that had a din akhtar. Akhtar is an avoida. Even though it's not an avoida that's ma'akiv a carbon, but a zar is not allowed to do akhtar. It is an avoida. And taking the Evarim and walking them to the Mizbeach to do the Avodas Haktar was in and of itself Avodas Haktar. And the Gemara refers to it as Hilachas Evarim Lekevesh. And the Shiurim from Rabbi Avraham Yeshua, he brings that the Brisker Rav Gestelt, that why is it that whenever the Gemara talks about this Avodas Hilacha, the Lashon HaGemara is Hilachas Evarim Lekevesh. The Avodah is bringing it to the Kevesh? No. The Avodah is bringing it to the Kevesh, walking it up the Kevesh, taking it to the Maroch and burning it. That is the Avodah Sa'aktara. So Lechura, why is it always Hailacha Sevarim Lekevesh? A classic diyuk from the Brisker Rav. Hailacha Sevarim Lekevesh, it's not just Hailacha Sevarim Lekevesh. You have to take it all the way to the fire. So the MS is, Rabbi Yeshua brings that his father, a barrel, said that Kuvi Pshat Zazoy, that the Gemara says that there was a little bit of aver between the ramp and the Mizbeach itself. It's one time from a pasuk, because it says Vasisa Lesach HaBas of Adam. Rabbi Shurba Yechoy says in Mesach Nesvachim that when Makish Basa to Dam, just like Dam was Bezrika, there was a din Zrika with Emurim as well. Now, the coin couldn't stand on the bottom and throw it up. So what he'd do is he'd walk it up to the top of the Kevesh, and then he would throw it across this aver into the Marocha. That's the way Haktara was done. If that's the case, it comes out that really the Hailacha ended at the top of the ramp. So says Rabbeinu, maybe when the Gemara says Hailacha Sevarim Lekevesh, it doesn't mean walk it to the beginning of the ramp. Maybe it means walk it to the top of the ramp. The Lashon HaGemara is Hailacha Sevarim Lekevesh. So Pashat Lekevesh means the beginning of the ramp. But he said maybe it means walk it up the ramp. And that's really where the Hailacha stops. What do you mean? Don't I walk it from the top of the ramp to the fire? No. That's the Gemara. Vasisag Lesach HaBas Vatnam. At that point, you go from Hailacha to Zrika. It's a different avoida, so to speak. The bottom line is, that's what Rabbeinu said. But the Biskarov wasn't happy with that. And the Biskarov said, was very bothered. Why is it Hailacha Sevarim Lekevesh? L'chaira, even though I'm at the Kevesh, the Hailacha didn't stop. The Kevesh is mashma the beginning of the ramp. So I still have to walk it up the ramp. Isn't that part of the Kevesh? Said the Rav, based on a Yesod that we've learned together here in the Daf, a Yesod for Reb Chaim Briska. That is, we know there's machlokes in the Gemara, whether Lina Mayalas Bereisha Mizbeach, or Ein Lina Mayalas Bereisha Mizbeach. So one of the more prominent psulim that a carbon can get is a Lina. So what does Lina mean? It means that Dam has a din to be gespritzed on the Mizbeach at the day that the carbon was brought. If you leave it overnight, or Dam is nifsal already, b'shkia sachama, at that point, the Dam is going to be possible. It's going to be possible, Lina. Emurim have a din that day and night that the carbon is brought, you have to put on the Mizbeach. If you leave the Emurim until the next day, it becomes nicer. It also becomes possible. The name of the psul is Lina. So there's something called a psul Lina, which means that if you leave it past the time that it was supposed to be left, you were supposed to do the Avodah, and I didn't do the Avodah, it comes out now that it was long. This machleik is in the Gemara. If the Emurim, let's say, have a carbon, which would become Pasul Belina once the sun rises the morning after this carbon was brought. If the Emurim were B'Roish HaMizbeach, and Roish HaMizbeach is Lav Dafka, would it become Pasul Belina or not Pasul Belina? One Ma'anomna says, yeah, Lina Mayalas B'Roish HaMizbeach. Another Ma'anomna says, Ein Lina Mayalas B'Roish HaMizbeach. We paskin that Ein Lina Mayalas B'Roish HaMizbeach. But Reb Chaim Klerde Chakira, what's the pshat Ein Lina Mayalas B'Roish HaMizbeach? Is the pshat that when Emurim are lon on the Mizbeach, they were physically lon. You want to know if the Emurim were lon? Of course they were lon. What's the definition of lon? Definition is they remained in the current state. You didn't do with them what you were supposed to do with them. The fact that it was on the Mizbeach, I hear, but at the end of the day, they weren't just supposed to be on the Mizbeach. You were supposed to burn them. So the fact that I didn't burn them means that by definition they were lost. And the Yisrael of that Chiddush is related to the sugyas of Mizbech Mekadesh. And just like you find Mizbech Mekadesh as a psulim, that if you put a double apostle on the Mizbech, it gives it a new din aktar of a malulo yeridu, nasu lachmish on Mizbech. So you have the same exact concept in the preemptive state. That if I take something and I put it on the Mizbech, just like the Mizbech could be Mekadesh, something that has psulina, to tell me that even though it has psulina, I could still be makter it because of Malul Yerdu. It works preemptively. That if it's on the Mizbech, it's in the Makam of Kedusha Mizbech, the Kaddish says that it's never even Chalva Psolina. Ain't Lina Mayal's Praisha Mizbech as if cotton and Perika Mizbech, the Kaddish. It works with Mizbech, the Kaddish as a Psula. Half of a fellow. Oh, yeah, Shloime said, Reb Chaim, maybe that's not the Pshat. Maybe the Pshat is that if they murmur on the Mizbeach, it's not considered that they were law. Because the definition of Lina is, said Reb Chaim, that you didn't even start the Akhtara. Once you put the Emurim on the Mizbeach, said Reb Chaim, maybe that's already considered Tchilas Akhtara. And as long as I started the Akhtara, it's not, what's Lon? Lon means I wasn't Makhtar it. I didn't finish the Akhtara. It's not in the Maroch, but once it goes on the Mizbeach, that's enough, said Reb Chaim, maybe, to say that it shouldn't be Chal Psolina. Either way, Reb Chaim brought rayas that the Iker is like the second side. That the way Ein Lina Mayal's Parashah Mizbech, it works, is not Midin Mizbech Mekadesh. That really it's Lon, but the Mizbech is Mekadesh, that even though it was Lon, it shouldn't become possible. Rather, the way Ein Lina Mayal's Parashah Mizbech works is that if it was Parashah Mizbech, then the halacha is that it's not even Chal Psolina at all. We once brought a raya from the Targum Unkelis. The loisase of loyal and chel of chagiyat boiker is mentioned twice in the Torah. One of the places is in Parshas Mishpatim. It says the Torah of loyal and chel of chagiyat boiker. Zok the targum unkelis v'loyevis bar min madbecha tarbe nichsas pischiat zafra lo min bisra de techlum beramsha. Keywords v'loyevis bar v'loyevis bar min madbecha. Again, the Targum is teaching the words. What does v'loyalin mean? It means v'loyavis bar min madbecha tarbe. It means don't leave it not on the mizbeach. L'chayra, what does bar min madbecha have to do with anything? Bar min madbecha is like a shmak sugya. Bar min madbecha means not on the mizbeach. So when you learn the sugya, lina meyals b'reish ha-mizbeach, ein lina meyals b'reish ha-mizbeach. So Targum Unkelis obviously is paskining, like the mandama that holds, ein lina meyals b'reish ha-mizbeach. And Targum Unkelis, the Gemara says in Megillat Gimel Amud Aleph, was mi pi Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So you know Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua's sheet that now is ein lina meyals b'reish ha-mizbeach. But what's hotis mit pashav shad? Targum Unkelis is not saying popol. Targum Unkelis is teaching the words. That means the Targum is teaching the words of Loyalin means that they weren't on the Mizbech. So Bishlam, like Reb Chaim's second side, that the Yisoid of Ein Lina Elsbereish Mizbech means, because Lina means you didn't do the Haktarah, and when you put it on the Mizbech, it's considered a Tchilas Haktarah. So that's the Taich. You want to know what Loyalin means, says the Targum. You're going to be very curious when you're doing Shtayim Mikrevecha Targum. What does Loyalin mean? I'll tell you what it means. It means you didn't start the Haktarah, you didn't put it on the Mizbech. But if the Taich of Lina means not that it wasn't on the Mizbech, the Taich of Lina means you didn't burn it on the Maroch. Narvas is Allah that if it's on the Mizbech, Mizbech is Mekadesh. And just like Mizbech can be Mekadesh after the fact, that even though it has psulina in Malul Yerdu, Mizbech can be Mekadesh before the fact and tell me that even though it was Lon, but still, it's not going to be Chal Psulina. Why is the Targum getting involved with Bar Min Madbecha? So the Chur, the Targum Unkelis, is a raya in the flaw to Reb Chaim's Yisoid. But the bottom line is that was Reb Chaim's Yisoid. Reb Chaim said that the Yisoid of Ein Lina Mayal's Parisha Mizbech is that Akhtara doesn't begin when the Emurim touch the fire, when it's mashlo behenar. The Akhtara actually begins when it touches the Mizbeach. Now the Kevish is part of the Mizbeach. Many sugis in Zvachim, we've seen that the Kevish is considered part of the Mizbeach. For example, Mizbeach Mekadesh. The Kevish is also Mekadesh. It's a Mishnah and Perak Mizbeach Mekadesh. So the Kevish is considered part of the Mizbeach. If that's the case, said the Brisker Rav, that's why you always find the Nusach of Halachas Evarim LeKevish. Because the Emes is, once you bring it to the Kevish, it touches the Kevish, the Akhtara started already. The Avodas Halacha ends when the Haktarah starts. When does the Haktarah start? So if you ask the man on the street, he's going to say, what do you mean when you put it into the fire? It's wrong. The Haktarah starts before you put it in the fire. The moment it touches the Kevesh, that's when it's already Ein Lina Mayalas Bereish HaMizbeach. Because that's when it already started the Haktarah. Aviva, that's when it already started the Haktarah. So that means that's when the Halacha is finished. Because the Halacha finishes That's the punchline. Halacha finishes when the haktara starts. And just like being that the haktara starts when it touches the mizbech, and the kevesh was nisrab throughout sugis hashas to be part of the mizbech, it's that why, for that reason, you always find halacha the kevesh, not halacha. Bottom line is, as it relates to our sugya, ki chol sar v'chol devash le'isaktiru mimenu isha l'Hashem. And we're being married by even the kevesh, l'chura. The Torah says haktara. How you be married by the kevesh? The oimik in the beer of the Gemara is that really putting it on the kevesh is also a chelik of the haktara. Without a ripoy, you actually have to put it in the fire. Maybe you need the hashlama of the haktara in order to be over, in order to violate this leisase in the Torah. Kamash malon hamizbeach l'rabbi says hakevesh, that it's enough that you put it on the kevesh, meaning the tchilas haktara would be enough to be over this iser of kichol sar v'chol devash leisaktiru imenu ishal Hashem. I think that's pashim shan in the Gemara. Either way, zok te Gemara vayter tanu rabbanu. And the next Gemara is a super duper lam de shigamar. Either way, Tanu Rabbanan Sa'ar Bal Taktiru. And it's Eliyahu Kulai. Miktsasi Minayin. How do you know that if somebody burns only Miktsas of the Sa'ar, meaning not the entire shear, but only a part of the shear of Sa'ar, how do you know that you're over the loisase of Kichol Sa'ar v'chol devash? Says the Gemara, Tamalei Makol. It says Kol Sa'ar. Could have just said Sa'ar. It says Kol Sa'ar. That's the rabbis, even a chatzi shear. Eruvi Minayin. How do you know if the Sa'ar would be in a taruvis? It would be mixed together with something else. So it's not be'en. So this is a real taruvah sugya. It really is. It's a taruvah sugya. And what would be if you have the sa'ar mixed in a taruvah with something else? Would you still be over the iser of kichol sa'ar loisaktiru mimenu ishal Hashem? The answer is yeah. Talmud loimer kichol. Kol teaches me even a chatzi shir. Ki kol teaches me afilo eruvay. Says the Gemara, Maiko amar. Amar abaye hochi kamar. Abaye, so let me explain the price to you a little bit. Sa'ar bal saktiru. Had it only said sa'ar bal taktiru eli yalu kizayis, I would have thought that it has to be a shear. And what's the shear sa'ar? What would you have thought that shear is? A kizayis. Chatzi zayis minayin. How do you know the ichayiv even for a chatzi zayis? Talmud loy marko. So kol is marba, that even a chatzi zayis of sa'ar, if you burn that on the mizbeach, you're going to be chayiv. Eruve minayin. How do you know if it's in the taruvis? Talmud loy markichol. Rav explained the price a little differently. Hochi koma. Sa'ar bal taktiru eli yalu koimetz. The shear of sa'ar, without a riboy, I would have thought is a koimetz. If somebody would be makter a koimetz, you'd be chayav. Chatzi koimetz minayin. How do you know chatzi koimetz? Tamal lemar kol. So the kol that's marba chatzi shear, what's the chatzi shear? It's not a chatzi zayas, like Abaye said. It's a chatzi koimetz, says Rava. A ruvay minayin, tamal lemar kikol. Bottom line is, a machlek is Abaye v'Rava. So you know it's a big sugya. If it's a machlek is Abaye v'Rava. How to understand the first part of the brisa. When we say kol sa'ar, and kol devash, that's being marba now a chatzi shir. What's the chatzi shir of sa'ar? According to Abaya, the chatzi shir is a chatzi zayas. The shir is a zayas, thus the chatzi shir is a chatzi zayas. According to Rava, the shir is a koimetz, thus the chatzi shir is a chatzi koimetz. So according to Abaya, it's chatzi zayas. According to Rav, it's chatzi koimetz. Okay, we still need some help here. Says the Gemara, b'maykom niflegi, Abaya sova yesh koimetz, pachas mishnei zeisim. Abaya holds that a koimetz could be less than shnei zeisim. V'yesh haktara p'chusa mikazayis. Additionally, he holds, there's haktara p'chusa mikazayis. So what? Seeing that there's a koimetz that's pachas mishnei zeisim, so if the standard koimetz is pachas mishnei zeisim, says Rashi, it's mashma that when the Torah says that you shouldn't be makta sa'ar, it means a shir koimetz. Meaning, there's a chelik that you could be makta, there's a chelik that you can't be makta. The chelik that you're makta of the mincha is always what? Is always the koimetz. The kosher haktar is always a koimetz. So it's mashma then, that the iser, kichol sa'ar, that's mentioned in the parish of mincha, is also a koimetz. Abaye held that a koimetz could be pachas mishnei zeisen. So if we're going to be marba from the word kol sa'ar, we'd be marba half of that. Half of less than shnei zeisim is going to be a chatzis zayis. It'll be less than a kazayis. Thus, Abaye was married by chatzis zayis. Rava held in koimetz pachas mishnei zeisim. No such thing as a koimetz that's pachas mishnei zeisim. And being that there's no such thing as a koimetz that's pachas mishnei zeisim, so the starting point, the sheer koimetz, is always going to be two zeisim. So if you're going to go ahead now and you're going to be marba chatzi, it's chatzi of shnei zeisim. So maybe it's only a kazayis. So that's why Rava said, I don't have a gerech to be marba from the word koil less than a kazayis. Abaye said it's muchach that the ribuy is going to be less than Azayas, because the shir sholim is less than two zaysim. If we're marbe chatzi of the shir sholim, it's less than a kezayas. Thus, the shir is going to be chatzi zayas. But Rava said that the shir sholim is at the very least two zaysim. So if you're going to be marbe chatzi of the shir sholim, I only have a right to be marbe a chatzi zayas. Ein aktar pchusim kezayas. The bottom line is that's why according to Abaye, marbe chatzi zayas. According to Rava, it's only a chatzi koymetz. But at the end of the day, it still has to be a kezayas. And Hashem will speak. I'm more worried about this in tomorrow's daf. But just one interesting thing, and that is, it comes out according to Rava, the standard koymetz was at the very least two zaysim. And that's very troubling, because if you went home and you tried doing a kmitza in your kitchen, it'd be very hard to get two zaysim, especially two chazanish zaysim, and, you know, based on the Rebbe Yehuda, ki yodua v'advar matikin v'ein kama koymetz laharech. But you want to start talking about kizaysim. But try to get two kizaysim in your koymetz. It's three fingers. It's a very big problem. And in fact, some of the gedolei apoiskim, Reb Chaim Na, right, the gedolim that dealt with shiurim, felt that this was a very, very troubling gemara. And it's a little bit mashma from this gemara that the kizayis is not as big as some people want to think it is. So there are a lot of people that are very big kizayisim. The truth is, if the kizayis is so big, how did the kohen get two kizayisim into his koymetz? I mean, Abai Rava weren't arguing with b'mitzias. I mean, they are arguing a little bit b'mitzias. But at the end of the day, Rava said, ein koymetz p'chusim mishnei zayisim. So some want to say that maybe people got smaller. Maybe once upon a time, people were much bigger. But Vadvarim Atikin, again, the Rebbe Yehuda, we know that's not so simple at all. Maybe they would dafka look for big kohanim. It's a little bit mashma that way. I mean, if ain't koymetz possible shnei zeisim, like halacha l'moish mi'sinai, you had to have a big zaftiga koymetz. See, you need a kohen that had very big hands. Zaftiga gemara v'ayte, itmar, hamayla, misar, umidvash, al gabi hamizbeya. So on this note, if somebody would be Maila Sa'ar and Devash, Agabi Amizbech. But he made a taruvos between Sa'ar and Devash. So somebody took Sa'ar, he took Devash, he mixed them together with taruvos, and now he was Maila this taruvos on the Mizbech. How many Malkus are you going to get? Amar Rava, four. Loikim Mishum Sa'ar, Loikim Mishum Devash, Loikim Mishum Eruve Sa'ar, Umishum Eruve Devash. It says, Kichol Sa'ar, Bechol Devash, Loisak Tiru Mimeni Yishol Hashem. Sa'ar, Loisase, Dvash, Loisase. Ki was Marba Eruvoi, a Taroibis of Sa'ar Dvash. It's Marba if you will Makter Sa'ar that has Dvash, and if you will Makter Dvash that has Sa'ar. Thus, if you do the back of the envelope arithmetic, you're going to end up with four Loisases. Abaya Amar, Abaya says, Ain Loika Alav Shabaklovis. No way. Now, what does that mean? There's a little bit of Rashi, there's a lot of bit of Tosfos. There's a Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos, there's a Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvos. There's so much of an Arichas in this Rishonim that we have no choice but to go back there. But it is what it is. You just can't do this justice. So Abaye said, Ein loikin alav shavaklolis. Meaning, what's mefurish in the Torah, of course you're going to get Malkus in. So there's Malkus for being Makta Sa'ar, there's going to be Malkus for being Makta Devash. But the word ki, this is Pashim Shana in the Gemara, that's one word that was Marba, a Ruve Sa'ar and a Ruve Dvash, it's a lav shebe klolos because it's one word that's koilal in it more than one iser. A ruve sa'ar and a ruve dvash. You know what happens when you have a lav shebe klolos? You don't get malchus. What does that mean? You don't get malchus. Ikadami some say chadami alaki. Means you don't get two malchus, but one malchus you're going to get. So you get malchus for sa'ar, pashim shat, malchus for dvash, and one malchus. So according to Abai, you can end up with three. Ikadami chadami alaki. You don't even get one. Because at the end of the day, the only time you get malchus is if the loisa say that you were over with similar, what's the paradigm of all lavin? Loisachsim shar bedisha. The Torah put the parish of malchus next to the loisa say loisachsim shar bedisha, and that becomes the exhibit A of what the perfect loisa say looks like. Oxymoron. But the perfect loisa say is loisachsim shar bedisha. So you have to be similar to loisachsim shar bedisha in order to get malchus. So loisachsim shar bedisha, for example, is a lav sheyesh by maisa. Thus, according to most Tannaim and Shas, Lav Shem Emai is saying like and all. Lav Sachsim Shabbat Yishai is not a Lav Shem Nitta Klasse. Thus, a Lav Shem Nitta Klasse ain't like and all. Lav Sachsim Shabbat Yishai is also not a Lav Shabbat Klolois. It means what it means. It doesn't mean many things. Thus, if you have a Loisase, such as Ki, the word ki, which includes it in a ruve sar and a ruve dvash, you're not going to. So according to some, Abaya held you'd get three malchus. According to others, Abaya held you'd get two malchus. And there's many other pshatim in the Rishonim of in terms of how to understand this gemara. Maybe we'll get to it a little bit in tomorrow's daf. But for now, I just want to go back to the beginning of the daf and speak out one ha'ara nifla that Reb Shmuel Reuven Grossman showed me on Shabbos, and that is as follows. Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his Sefer Yosef Oimetz, Simin Mem Gimel, it's Be'inyin Shtei Halechem Datzeres. He brings as follows. He says, Zesh Shonim, Mistakel Havis, La'rav Shnei Luchas Abris. He says, many years ago, he saw in the Shlo HaKadosh, who says as follows, I quote, Shahakorbim B'Shfuas, the carbon that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash on Shavuos, chametz u'matzah, was made up of chametz u'matzah. V'ha-chametz v'ha-matzah craven yachad al gavei ha-mizbeach. And the chametz and the matzah together were brought on the mizbeach. So again, this is the Shlo HaKadosh say that on Shavuos, something very special happened in the Beis HaMikdash. There was a carbon that was brought. The carbon that was brought was made up of chametz u'matzah, and the chametz and matzah were craven yachad al gavei ha-mizbeach. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, what's Pashm Shan in the Shlo HaKadosh? Pshat's as follows. On Shavuos there was a carbon called Shtei HaLechem. The Shtei HaLechem was Chametz. We just learned the halachas of the Shtei HaLechem during the last couple of daf. Kol HaMenachas Boyus Matzahs Chutzmi the Lachmei Toid and the Shtei HaLechem. So the Shtei HaLechem was Baal Chametz. Additionally, on Shavuos they brought the carbon Tamid like they brought every day. The carbon Tamid came together with the Minchas Nesachim. The Minchas Nesachim was a Mincha, but it was Boyus Matzah. Kol HaMenachas Boyus Matzah. The Minchas Nesachim obviously had to be Matzah. So it comes out on Shavuos, you had Chametz and Matzah. You had Chametz, the Shtei HaLechem was Chametz. You had Matzah, the Minchas Nesachim was Boyus Matzah. Thus, the Shlo HaKadosh, carbon the Shavuos, it's chametz u'matzah. Abizokt, Rabbi Yosef Engel, what I never understood was the loshoin, the loshoine azov of the shlo. Because the shlo says, comes out that v'hachametz v'hamatzah craving yachad al gabi ha-mizbeach. That's not true. The Shtei HaLechem never went on the Mizbeach. Fakert, Shtei HaLechem is not allowed to be put on the Mizbeach. We just learned the Gemara. The Shtei HaLechem was eaten by the Kehanim. So Lechura, what does it mean it was craven al gabi Mizbeach? The Matzah was korev on the Mizbeach. The Minchas Nesachim had a chelik that went on the Mizbeach, and then there was a chelik. That was the Shiari Menachis. That was eaten by the Kehanim. But you don't have Chametz u'Matzah craven al gabi Mizbeach. You have Matzah that's korev al gabi Mizbeach. Where do you have that there was Chametz korev on the Mizbeach? Says Rav Yosef Engel, Shuvra Isi, that this Shlo HaKadosh has a makar already in the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh is talking about the idea of chametz, specifically that on Pesach there's no chametz, and not only is there no Pesach on chametz, Shivas Yomim Sor Lo Yivatzi Bevateichem, V'lo Yirol L'chassar B'chal Gvulcha, Ki Kol Eichel Machmetzes V'nichrasa Anefesh Ahimi Yisrael. And the Zohar explains, because the Sa'ar represents the Eitzahara, like we spoke about last week from Rabbeinu Bachya, that's the idea of Ki Kol Sar B'chal Devash, V'yisach Tiru V'ni Yishol Hashem, and Avodah on Pesach is specifically the Eitzahara of Avodah Zara, that was the Sahara of Mitzrayim. Chazal say that the Yidden were over the Avodah Zarah, halal over the Avodah Zarah, halal over the Avodah Zarah, Yecheskel Perek Chav, v'advar matik. But the bottom line is the Avodah on Pesach is to get rid of the Sahar, the Sahar Shabbisa, the Yetzahara. We work our way up with the Mentes, Shari Kedusha, and then we come to Shavuos. And on Shavuos says the Zohar HaKadosh, v'al derech mikarvin chametz li'itukta al madbecha. We take the chametz, and not only is it okay to have chametz, not only is it fine to sit down Shavuos night to your suda with chalas, and you can eat all the chametz in the world you want, but in the Beis HaMikdash, they would take this chametz, and they would be makrivin on the Mizbeach. Mikarvin chametz li'itukta al madbecha. They would actually put it on the Mizbeach. So says Rav Yosef Engel, that shonim mistakel havis la'harav shnei luchas abris. This chiddush that I've seen for years that always troubled me with the shlo. How the shlo could say v'chametz v'hamatzah craven yachad l'gavim. This is before Shazayah. The Zayah says that that's what happened. We go from Pesach where shivas yom sar lo yimotze bevoteche ki galoichel machmetzes v'nichrasa, and we build up to Shavuos, where we take the chametz and mekarven chametz li'itukta al madbecha. But the kasha is, where was the Shtei HaLechem being brought on the Mizbeach? It wasn't brought on the Mizbeach. It was eaten by the Kehanim. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Sefer Yosef Oimetz, that maybe you have to say a very big chiddush. We learned the Gemara. The pasuk said, the Gemara says, Ki chol sa'ar v'chol devash lo yisaktiru mimenu isha l'ashem. And we learn from there, kol shu mimenu l'ishem harehu b'val saktiru. If I'm part of a carbon, and that carbon had a chelik of it that went on the Mizbeach. So the halach is, the part that's not supposed to go on the Mizbeach, you're not allowed to put on the Mizbeach. So a chatas has a chelik that goes on the Mizbeach, a chelik that was nachal kayanim. Being that this mimenu li'ishim, part of this carbon goes on the Mizbeach, so it's for that reason, you're not allowed to eat the basar of a chatas. One of the things included, the Brisa says, is the Shtei HaLechem. And the Gemara mutched a little bit. The Shtei HaLechem is Mimenu Le'ishim. Where's the Shtei HaLechem Mimenu Le'ishim? Said the Gemara, yeah, even though ain't Migufay Le'ishim, but it's still considered mimenu l'isha. Pashup shat, you learn the Gemara the way we explained the Gemara when we went through the daf together. And that is that the shtei alechem is connected with the zikut to the kifsei atzeres. I mean that the kifsei atzeres, part of it went in the mizbeach. Thus, you could look at it as kol shem mimenu l'isha. But says Rav Yosef Enkel, I think, v'shteita in des zoyer HaKadosh, and in this shlo HaKadosh is a much deeper pshat in the Gemara. That the geder advarim was that when the kifsei atzeres were brought in the mizbeach, it was nechshav as if the shtei alechem themselves were being put on the mizbeach. That al yidei the haktara, the akrov of the kifsei atzeres, it was as if, it was literally as if mekarvin chometzli took down matmach. What do you mean the shtei alechem wasn't put on the mizbeach? But the shtei alechem is part and parcel of the kifsei atzeres. So we look at it literally as if it's kosher mimenu l'isha. And Rabbi Yosef Engel says it's very meduyik that way. Rashi, see, he says he thinks Rashi's mashma that way, and that Rashi's actually being mefarish poshup shan in the Gemara that way. That the geder of the Gemara's kosher mimenu l'isha is not that the shtei alechem is part of a korban of which a chelik went l'gvaya. That's Pashup Shah in the Gemara, but it's also a little dachuk. Says Rav Yosef Enkel, and it's in Arichos, but the Yisoid of Rav Yosef Enkel is Vaistois. Al Yidei the Hakrova of the Kifsei Atzeres, it was Nechshav as if the Shtei Alechem Gufa went on the Mizbeach. So he says, you want to know the Makar to this Zayar, the Makar to this Shlo, it's under a Gemara that we started the daf with this morning. Nun Zayin Amid based, that from the fact that the Shtei Alechem is viewed as Kol Shem Yimenu Li'ishim, that's a raya that the Shtei Alechem itself had some Din Hakrova on the Mizbeach. Because if the Shtei Alechem didn't have a Din Hakrova on the Mizbeach, now, what the Gemara says is it's ein gufa l'ishem. Because even though the shtei alechem is somehow being carved on the mizbeach, but the guf of the shtei alechem is never being put on the mizbeach. Physically, it's not being put on the mizbeach. But at the end of the day, it's nechshav, as if it's kol shem mimenu l'ishem. And it's for that reason it's included in the lois aseif, lois aktiru. That's the makar to the shlo. That's the makar to the zayir HaKadosh. But he showed me another ara, did Reb Shmuel Rivin. And that is another Reb Yosef Engel. And this is in the Sefer Gvura Shmainim. So we've spoken out from the Sefer Gvura Shmainim so many times. And the Sefer Gvura Shmainim really begins with a kashmas. Engel asks a kasha that we know that a Sufik Saita would be brought up to the Makam HaMikdash. She would have to stand Lefnei Hashem. She would drink from the Mei Saita. If she was guilty, it wasn't good. And if she was innocent, then she was zeicha to tremendous bracha. But before she drank from the Mayim Amarim, they would bring a korban mincha. It was known as the Minchas Kanois. And the Gemara throughout Shas refers to the Minchas Kanois as a korban that was mevarer oven. What does that mean? It means the korban mincha played an integral role in determining whether or not this woman was guilty or innocent. Because the only way the Mayim Amarim worked was if the korban mincha was brought. Not just that it had to be brought properly. So if you had a kosher carbon mincha, then the mayim was baidik. But if you didn't have a kosher carbon mincha, the mayim wasn't baidik. Frank Rabbi Yosef Engel, Akasha, according to the Mandama, that says that bailam mefaglim, that the way pigle works is not the kohen has the ability to be mefagel, but it's the baal ha-carbon that has the ability to be mefagel. Who's the balas ha-carbon over here? It's the isha. That means she can control the kashas of this carbon. So he says, I have a loophole for every single woman that's guilty. She's standing lifnei Hashem, they're about to make her drink. Says the woman, really? I have a way out. What's her way out? She's going to have a machsheves pigel. If she has a machsheves pigel, the mincha is going to be possible. If it's possible, it won't be mevarer ravai. So even if she's guilty, the mayim is not going to be baidik. Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote a sefer called Gvurei Shmainim with 80 terutzim to this kasha. Teretz number 51 is an arichos gedayla. And we can't go through this arichos. We can't even go through part of it. It's so long. And he says so many yesaitis. But I'm going to forward to the part that we need. At this point, Rabbi Yosef Engel already made two hanachas in Teretz number Nun Aleph. The first hanach he made is that the only time it's possible to even have this machsheves pigel of Minchas Kanois is b'shas taktar of the koyimitz. Okay. The second hanach he makes is the only way she can have a machsheves pigel is if she would have in mind that she herself is going to be the one that's going to eat the shiore of the Minchas Kanois chutzazmane. Right? Following? That's the only way it's going to happen. So bottom line is, it's b'shas taktaras hakoymes, and she's thinking right now that not somebody else is going to eat. I myself am going to eat the shiore of this mincha, chutzazmanek. And again, the kasha is, that's a machshavas pigel. So if you hold b'ayla mefaglin, isn't that a good way to make it that the mayim shouldn't be able to be boiding? Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, hafla v'fela. He says, that we know the Gemara says, that in machshavas pigel, you can't be machasha me'achilas adam l'achilas mizbeach. Me'achilas mizbeach l'achilas adam. It's not just the Gemara, it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah Masechtes Vachim, and it's a Mishnah Masechtes Menachos. The Mishnah says, if somebody, for example, would have in mind a kohen that he's going to eat the emurim chutz l'zmane, it's not a machsheves pigel, because he's being mechashev me'achilas mizbech l'achilas adam. You're thinking that you're going to eat the chelik that goes on the mizbech. Or if somebody would have in mind that he's going to take the basar of a chatas that was supposed to be eaten, and you're going to be makdo chutz l'zmane. Shabbos Bigel. Because it would be Mechashim Achilas Adam, Achilas Vezvech. So you have to be Mechashim Achilas Adam, Achilas Adam, Achilas Vezvech, Achilas Vezvech. Says Rav Yosef Engel, there's a Chiddush Neira that I found in a Zayar. A Zayar in Parashas Tetzav, and he brings this Zayar. That the Zayar says that on Shavuos they were makriv chametz on the Mizbeach. On Shavuos they makarvin chametz li tukta al manbacha. Obviously referring to the Shtei Alechem. Oh, but Frank Rabbi Yosef Engel, Shtei Alechem never went on the Mizbeach. The same kasha that he asks in Yosef Oimitz. Now, in Yosef Oimitz, Rabbi Yosef Engel said a half of the Geteretz, based on the Gemara that we learned today, Daf Zayin with Beis. But in Gvura Shmoinim, he takes a little bit of a different tack. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, you know what Pshat I think is that the Gemara says throughout Shas that although the Kohanim got a chelik of a carbon, but the Gemara's lashon always is Kohanim Mishulchan Gavaya Kazachu. And it permeates many sugyas in Zvachim and Achis. That the way the Kohanim got it, if you follow the paper trail, is really the Mizbeach is Zoich and everything. The Mizbeach, Kaviyoch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shulchan Gavaya, tells the Kohanim, Ka Esther Zama Mitmir. Kohanim Mishulchan Gavaya Kazachu. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, if that's true, then it comes out that although there was a chelik of a carbon that was Achilas Kohanim, but it's not a regular Achilo. The Achilas Kohanim, for example, it's not like Achilas Matzah that every single Yud has, but Lel Pesach. Lel Pesach, you have a mitzvah to sit down and eat matzah. This Achilas Kehanim is very unique. It's Kehanim Yishulchan Gavaya Kazachu. As if to say, and this is the punchline, again, a little bit of a leap of faith, but this is the punchline, that this really was supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach. It really had a Din Akhtara. It belonged to Shulchan Gavaya. But Shulchan Gavaya tells the Kehanim, Kum and Esther Zaman Midmir. Eat together with me, meaning instead of burning it on the Mizbeach, you're going to eat it. It comes out then, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, that when the Kehanim eat, because really it's Mishulchan Kavaya Kazachu, and really this basa was supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach. Narvas, the Mizbeach is telling the Kehanim, you can come eat with me. But the real kiyum that was supposed to happen, Klape Shmaya, was this basa was supposed to be burnt. It's just that, out of the goodness of the heart of Shulchan Gavaya, the Kehanim are being Zoicha, and really what they were supposed to get. But what was the real din of this basar? It's supposed to be burnt. It's supposed to be Shulchan Gavaya. So even when the Kehanim eat it, Epis basar Tutzachapa Akhtara. So says Rabbi Yosef Engel, you want to tell me it's a Tutzachapa Akhtara on the same level of a regular Akhtara? Of course not. It's Achilas Kehanim. But it's similar. It's a quasi Akhtara. Because really it was supposed to be burnt. And you can't tell me we're negating what really was supposed to happen. So the oifen of a haktara is ayudei achilas kehanim, but really what was supposed to happen bereishis bara likim was supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. It's just kehanim mishulchan gavaya kazachu. So on some level we're going to treat it as a haktara. So if somebody would be mechashim achilas adam achilas mizbeach achilas adam, even though the achilas adam is also a little haktara, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, at the end of the day it's true, it's a little bit of haktara. It's not a real haktara. I mean that it's not a real haktara, so it's still not going to be a good achila. But at the same time, it is a little bit of Akhtar. My nafkamina, and this is geshmak. If the Isha right now is having a machshavas bigel, again, it's b'shas daktaras hakoymens, and she's having in mind that she herself is going to eat the shiore hamincha chutz lezmane. Her achila, when she's going to eat it, let's say she follows through with her promise, and she actually sits down and eats the shiore hamincha. Her shiore hamincha is not going to have a din Akhtara. Because the only way that Achila could have a din Akhtara is if it's Mishulchan Kavaya Kazachu. But being that she's not Mishulchan Kavaya Kazachu, her Achila is an Achila's Isser. Thus is a Shreklach Achila. It's not a Haktara. The Haktara is when you're following the steps. When it's Mishulchan Kavaya Kazachu, now I get the Haktara. But hers isn't going to be Haktara. If it's not going to be Haktara, it's going to come now. You are Mechashiv Me Achila's Mizbeach L'Achila's Adam. Because what's the din of the Achila's Adam? It's supposed to be Achilas Adam that has a Chela, a Tzad Akhtara. Her Achila is an Achilas Adam that doesn't have a Tzad Akhtara. So just like you can't be Mechashev on Achilas Emurim, she can't be Mechashev on the Achila of the Shiori Mincha. Because why can't you be Mechashev on Achilas Emurim? Because the Emurim has a din where it's supposed to be completely Mukhtar. And you're doing an Achilas Kehanim that only has a Tzad Akhtara. Same is true for her. If she's going to be mechashiv on the Shiori Mincha was supposed to be Achilas Kehanim, which means it's an Achila that has a Tzad Akhtara. That's Mishulchan Kavaya Kazachu. But at the same time, her Achila itself is not going to be Mishulchan Kavaya Kazachu. Thus, it falls under the purview of Me'achilas Adam, Achilas Mizbeach, Me'achilas Mizbeach, Achilas Adam. Just to end on one other note, and maybe this is another pshat in the Zayar HaKadosh, and that is the Mesilas Yesharim in Shara Kedusha. This is at the very end of Mesilas Yesharim. It's the last parak. It's parak Chav Vav. And Mesilas Yesharim over there talks about the level of Kedusha. Just one excerpt. He says, "V'hinei ha'isha miskadeis b'kedushas boiroi." Someone that reaches the level of kedusha, afilu ma'isav hagashmien chayzrim liyos in yonei kedusha mamish. His ma'isav hagashmien, when he eats, when he sleeps, it becomes kedusha. V'simonich. Exhibit A, Achilas Kachim. She adds to my mitzvah saseh. V'omru chazal, koyhanim oichlim, ubailim ischapim. V'tira ato ahefesh ben ator lakodesh. Says the Mitzvah, so let me tell you the difference between someone who almost got up to the last madrega, but didn't get up to the last madrega. It's like 180. He says, atohar, maisav achomriyim, enon le'elech rechim. All the gashmias that he does, he only does outside the hechrich. He has no choice. But really, it's not something he wants to do. But someone that reaches to the level of kedusha, I'm skipping. Ach hakodesh hadavik tomer leilekov. V'nafshoi mishaleches bein hamuskoles amitiyos b'havas boirav yirasei. Hinei nechshav loy kilu hu misalach lefnei Hashem ba'artes hachayim oidenu pol ba'ilu mazeh. And everything that he does, albeit gashmi is physical, it's considered as if it's ruchnias. V'nei ishkazeh hu atzmai. Here's the punchline. Nechshav kamishkon. The person becomes a mishkon. Kamikdash. He becomes a mikdash, the chamizbeach, and he becomes a mizbeach. Ukemamorim zal vayal me'ala velikim ha'aveis heinei merkava. So if a person reaches the level of kedusha, the person can become a mizbeach. Kehanim oichlu mubaylam mischapim says the Ramchal is exhibit A for that. That you see, just like the achilas mizbeach was mechaper, the achilas adam was mechaper as well. That's maybe pshat and the Zohar. The Zohar says that on Pesach mikarvin they took chametz and they put it on the mizbeach. Which mizbeach? Not the mizbeach. They gave it to the Kehanim, and Kehanim Oichlim in a perfect world is Achilas Mizbeach. That's the oimik of Kehanim Oichlim Ubailim Eschaprim, because the Isha Dovek, he himself can become Kemishkan, Kemikdash, Vekam Mizbeach.